October 14, the judgment is coming. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12:14. The Lord is soon to come in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Is there not enough comprehended in the truths which cluster round this event and in the preparation essential for it to make us think solemnly of our duty? Distinctly and clearly this subject is to be kept before the people. The Son of Man shall come in His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations. Matthew 25:31-32. Present the truth that is needed in every church as a means to an end, and that end the judgment with its eternal decisions and rewards. God will render to every man according to his work. Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all. Jude 14:15. And Solomon, when making his appeal and declaration as a preacher of righteousness, presented the prospect of a judgment to come. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, he said. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. We have an abundance of weighty solemn truths to proclaim from the Word of God without allowing the mind to devise and plan theories of human nothingness to present to the flock of God as testing truth. What is the chaff to the wheat? The final judgment is a most solemn, awful event. This must take place before the universe. To the Lord Jesus, the Father has committed all judgment. He will declare the reward of loyalty to the law of God. God will be honored and his judgment vindicated and glorified, and that in the presence of the inhabitants of the unfallen worlds. On the largest possible scale will the government of God be vindicated and exalted. It is not the judgment of one individual or of one nation, but of the whole world. Oh, what a change will then be made in the understanding of all created beings. Then all will see the value of eternal life. Letter 131, October 14, 1900, to Elder A.G. Daniels.